While the region preparing for a major winter storm that is expected to roll into the area today, here to tell us what we can expect is WATD Chief Meteorologist Rob Gilman. Rob, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Yeah, this is the storm of the season. This is a real South Shore snowstorm, and we have real concern with coastal flooding.
Now, when are we going to, do you think we can start seeing the snow really start to fall down?
It's falling down right now. There's reports now of 2 to 3 inches of snow from over the hills of northern Connecticut across through Providence. And now the snow's covering the ground in parts of West Bridgewater. So it's just getting into the air. Generally right now, and I know you've been mentioning the temperature right here at the studio, but you get generally to the west of Route 3, and it is colder. It's 32, 34 degrees, while east of Route 3, the wind's coming in off the ocean, so that's keeping it mainly off and on rain. But it's going over to snow. It's getting colder. And you'll see all snow in the next couple of hours coming in from the south and west as this storm rapidly strengthens.
And when do you think it's going to reach its peak?
It's fast moving, and that's been the case. You know, we've been modeling this for days now. We've always said this is not going to be the blizzard of 78 or a typical nor'easter goes on for 2 to 3 days. This is a fast moving system. It'll be completely east of us by around sunset, around 5, 6 o'clock.
Now, we talked about some coastal issues, so what's it going to be like for people along the coast? How bad is it going to be there?
You really need to take precautions. You know, we have the new moon tide, so that is around, and remember, flooding starts at around 14 feet, and I'm going by the Boston station, but that applies to Scituate, certainly, and Marshfield, Duxbury, a lot of coastal infrastructure issues. So we have an 11-foot tide because of the new moon. This is coming up at around 1:45 this afternoon, the peak of the tide. Now, you add on to that the storm surge. Again, this is a rapidly deepening storm. It's now south of us, and it's deepening at about 1 to even 2 millibars an hour for the next several hours at its most intensifying stage. That swells up the ocean. The wind increases. That pushes ocean waves onto our shoreline. So you get the storm surge. It looks to be even 3 feet in places on top of that 11. Now you're up to flood stage and the waves. So you're going to be at coastal flooding flood stage, and there is a coastal flood warning for all along the South Shore, the east-facing coastline here. And on top of that, the waves can easily reach 6, 7, 8 feet. Those are coming right over the storm surge into our coastal infrastructure and the homes right along the coastline. The roads will be inundated, and there's going to be a lot of issues starting around 10 or 11 o'clock and continuing into the first part of the afternoon.
Now, speaking of roads, of course, some people will still be commuting today. What is that going to mean for them?
It's never fun commuting, and especially when you add some weather. Again, this is a rapidly developing storm, so we're going over from some off and on light rain right along the coast. Snowing now, and it's a heavy, wet snow. The snow is going to get hotter. This, again, is a South Shore snowstorm. You go farther to the north and west, you're out of it. Up in the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire, a couple of inches or so. Boston area, 3, 6 inches. We're looking at 6 to 8 inches of snow and coming down at an inch an hour for at least a few hours, even a little heavier than that. There can be thunder snow as the storm deepens right around 11, 12, 1 o'clock. Very hazardous traveling into the afternoon.
Now, should folks prepare for power outages, do you think?
Isolated power outages. I know I'm ready for that, hoping to be ready for that. That is an issue here along the South Shore with the combination of heavy, wet snow, sticking to tree branches, power lines, and the winds gusting 30, 40, even over 50 miles an hour at times. Over 60 miles an hour on Cape Cod, and that's where there is a high wind warning. We have a winter storm warning for all along the South Shore, and again, a coastal flood warning through the middle of the day today as the high tide comes in. But as far as snowfall, it's going to be coming down steadily and at times moderate to heavily into the first part of the afternoon, then gradually it'll diminish as the storm moves out well to the east of Cape Cod, continuing to strengthen. So this is a winter storm like we haven't seen in at least a couple of years, along with coastal flooding.
And as you said, we're looking at 6 to 8 inches for our area?
Where you can measure it, absolutely. Yeah, and I know you're good at that.
Certainly. We'll see. We'll be breaking out ye olde WATD ruler later today. Well, thank you so much, Rob. We do appreciate it.
Yes, sir.